치르게 튼 나들에게 돌심기 치기 튼 담을 차려야래 가서 담을 세비미나 돌심기 치리려는데 니마 숨기 뒤져르지 쇠야래 이내야 안남 유차게 먼저 숨쉬되 니마 숨기 뒤져야 비인지사네 안 돌심래 니마 숨기 뒤져야래 이내야 달로 나 미세 캡지 글로 부지 시월시보당 안접지 보가는 것이 시월시보 남은 얘기 공조도 뜻뒤인지 담배 취기 최배 취도 너는 지식 근주기 다 왕으로부터 시작 최시 수협의 인류산에 아니 뒤지 니마 찍디야 은으로 체제 지식 근주 나느냐 안데 땅바래 제마다 야 뒤중부를 찬르고 너는 뒤중산 되네 아들이 치루 예전 주민에 도서 붙이디 아들이 치루 살고요 하래
This afternoon is our last session in the instructions on Vajrasattva. Originally, the plan had been to give 3 days to these instructions. As normally we set 3 days aside for the teachings. But this year, because it is the anniversary of Kyabje Kalu Rinpoche and Kyabje Boka Rinpoche passing into Nirvana, we had the empowerments of knowing one free all as in a manner of an offering of the true Dharma. And so, for that reason, we had to shorten the instructions by 1 day. We have fewer days for the instructions, otherwise the whole event would have taken too long. And so for that reason, this afternoon, we need to finish the instructions on Vajrasattva from the Torch of True Meaning. And so for that reason, first I will just recite all of the instructions as they are written in the Torch of True Meaning. Following that, we will continue the discussion of the visualization from this morning.
대야 네바 상진배나 집회 집회도 로디 대회 사회도 유규 출연 좀배인 마상으로 견도 집회 시행라 매신 로나 미피와 톱총도 로디 대배 타동바 시차 대이딩도 여샤차부 디종게 톱라 저나 디동 세네 창와라 측미 대야 탑게베시나 디바 나리게 개와 나리게 디바 디베 풍부심을 좀니 나게 네바 니터부 치소 세번은 퇴화이나 대는 여바차비 순동화도 제발에 샤고이 네바 대담 미디바 나라 초도 나 모차르시 그바다 제 라니 네버 제베 심 슘신 모차 송브르마의 고네 케남기 투제의 고데 렌디 타브르 제도 수시 닌 타바는 제반에 샤고이 퇴이 대양 아르시기 디발라 콘도 투통화도 유심 타고 넘버 수인집이 또
Starting on page 51. Furthermore, if you hide your wrongs and keep them secret, they will grow more and more powerful. That is combining the seed of misdeeds with the water and fertilizer of deception. If you do not conceal your faults, but recognize them and admit them openly to others, they will not increase, but will weaken instead. The truth brings it to a close, it is said. If, in addition, you apply yourself to the methods of purifying misdeeds with deep regret and confession, you will have no difficulty purifying misdeeds and downfalls completely. Furthermore, if embraced by skillful means, even a single virtue can overcome a great heap of wrongs. To say, I did this wrong, is to admit it. To have intense regret and mental anguish about it is confession. The meaning of confession is that you are disheartened and ashamed by the wrongs you have done, and say from the depths of your heart with great admiration and respect to those who have not committed such wrongs, think of me with compassion. I pray that you purify this karma. For this, the four powers must be fulfilled. The power of remorse is to have such intense regret toward former misdeeds that you feel as sorry as if you had drunk poison. The power of turning away from wrongs is to have a mind that firmly resolves to never do that harmful action again, even if your life is at stake. The power of support is to go for refuge and generate bodhicitta. The power of applying the antidote is to accomplish whatever virtue you can, such as the six methods of remedy and so forth, with the intention of purifying misdeeds.
대야 아제는 예수면나 샤베 넘버즘지게 되고입니다. 신지 넘스면나 샤바다 개와체제 되면도로 겸저 심게 맞으면 샤반 샤바렘 봉차 샤발레야 겹심 천전 예배식이 샤바렌지 제비 되고 탁도 비체 겹심 토베 로망부 샤바 샤발레야 원그루 토베 니지 샤바 제비 되고 다섯체데 땡기 또 고는 건도 초도 규비 싫어
If you do not regret what you have done and just go through the motions of confession, your misdeeds will not be purified. If you lack the resolve to never do them again, all the confession and virtues you do will be pointless. A single confession by someone who has authentically taken refuge and developed bodhicitta has more power to purify negative actions than 100,000 confessions by someone who has neither taken refuge nor developed bodhicitta. One day of confession by someone who has received empowerment purifies more negative actions than years of confession by someone who has only received the refuge and bodhisattva vows. This is because the powers of support are progressively higher.
Siena Java the Chick, Kusu, Libam, Shedin Simba, Ni, Tinsumla, Chabadam, Gindula Yanguru, Mende Chaba, Sangala should be Kingur, Tan Kulu Chaba, Kabra Lama, La Nyaba Nabang, Chaba the Sum, Sisi in the Tantoso, Gave Sum, do you cut into Chaba the Si? Tisisi, we get the good Mijubas like a Sunga Samandawa Danga. 대신시비 인물이 이체신 다음에 배운 건데 장제 디립 조제 하나 정해 랑지 코스 미명한도 라다시 동이 삼면에 줄 무슨 지든 데미 두마더비 두마 공바다 초디 대다 가야로 제얌 내라 소나 디비 군데 지침을 줘 정 뉴감 내립 무시 차게 준비 냠도 껴와라 바로 집에 디립 라버트 해도 좀
Misdeeds and virtues are magnified in the same way as well. There are six methods of remedy. 1. Memorizing the names of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas specifically praised for their ability to purify obscurations, such as Amitabha, the Medicine Buddha, and Akchobhya, and reciting them to others. 2. Fashioning statues, texts, and stupas. 3. Presenting offerings to those three representations, serving the Sangha, offering mandalas and ganachakras if a Vajrayana practitioner, and especially practicing the five methods of pleasing the Guru. 4. Reading the sutras and tantras taught by the victors, such as the Prajnaparamita Sutras and the Sutra of Great Liberation. 5. Reciting profound dharanis, such as the 100-syllable mantra of the Tathagata or the mantras of Sarvavid Akchobya, and so forth. 6. Having confidence in Buddha nature and meditating on the meaning of selflessness. Devote yourself to resting in a state free of focus on the three spheres, the misdeeds and obscurations to be purified, the deity and mantra that to purify, and yourself, the person purifying. And meditate on either the actual profound yoga or the attitude compatible with it, that all things are unreal, like an illusion. Although any of these, if practiced effectively, is capable of completely purifying the causes and results of wrongdoing, the meditation and recitation of Vajrasattva is taught here in order to swiftly purify coarse misdeeds and obscurations that obstruct the arising of experience and realization in the main practice of Mahamudra.
Sangagi Tamsi Sien Gawada, or the Kulu Sevasogi, Yamnim, Yamnum, Ario, Dip, Sardo, Migua, Migui, Kiche, Tenam John, Dorsum, Yen Dikona, Tavranga, Georgi Sule, Sangagi, Nidon Tamma, Botazu, Bena, Sacho, Duchessa Shido, Mende Chidi Shana, Terre, Tetemata, Dugi Gimba than Jasu. Wana lam gyule gyewe tu miyong am shibe yenge sanga tap geji mawe ni dong chamo mangbo ya tap na zo tap na ri geji ge tabar gyuru gyuru so ne yige gomde geba shina xian ne ge de ta do ge pen yin sang ge pen yin ba de me ba sen yi yu de nam ji ji de su me tin ge shung len do dun zhong ne chi ge du
The misdeeds and obscurations we have accumulated in this life obscure experience the most because they are so recent. In particular, violations of the three types of vows, and especially violations of the samaya of the guru's body, speech, and mind, are extremely grave wrongs and downfalls. Violating other samayas of the secret mantra, such as unethical use of the sangha's possessions and offerings to the gurus, also obscures previous experiences and prevents new ones from arising. That is why the 100-syllable mantra of Vajrasattva is renowned as the best way to purify all of these. Lord Atisha said, minor infractions and downfalls of the secret mantra vows constantly occur. For example, it is like cleaning a mandala plate and setting it down in an extremely dusty place. It is immediately covered in dust anew. Well then, someone asked, will there never be a time when the path arises in our beings? But, he replied, the secret mantra has many skillful methods, so just a single one can purify many subtle infractions and downfalls in an instant. He then gave them the long recitation practice of the 100 syllables. Furthermore, the tantras of the ancient and new translation are unanimous in saying that it has immeasurable short-term and ultimate benefits. This point is encapsulated in one Indian text.
Kyabda yi xing ye ran xin. Chige du kyabda yi xing ye ran xin. Sung da nga da cha ge da. Chue ding ging gur da ba yi ging yang. Yi gi yang a jik da na. Tien de su nam yue ma yi. Yi gi jia ba yue ba le. Su nam ka xe li sung a. Du jing ging ni chang yi ki sang ge gu yi gen ba yi xie da. Gashi yi kashi yi java san tumi chua ni da ne da yang e mi jong kashi yi java san u da dong e so mi jong danam gin ne sever ju danam gyan ne sever ju daba tham je rab du rong kashi yi java san phun de ben ne phun ji no de ben ne no tom ju yu me ba ne yur tom ju ka de sirin se ne rin ju ne yi java chang wa cha se se ju ba de war ne lo ne sum ja so ru ju sen de de wan ju wa da sipe de wa chen de rong kashi yi java san Kandru Jumbo Roland, the Tibun Tan, the Jizigi, Tower Chebra Minuso. Don't watch her at the end of the Sanging ever told you. Sanga Yi Gandina Lumbulon in Pingula, Gang and Gandin. 줄다 동에 남버지 참행하다 대바 이게 야대 장월규 깨와 대다 대다도 콜리규 이르진규 탄네 탑으로 쉬어주 이상인 탑을 유시해서
Dharani's mantras, mudras, building stupas, and mandalas do not possess such merit as a single hundred syllables, the pervasive Lord and five wisdoms in nature. The merit of someone who recites the hundred syllables properly is ornamented by all the Buddhas who are as numerous as atoms. Furthermore, those who know the hundred syllables will not experience untimely death, disease, or sorrow. Those who know the hundred syllables will not see poverty, suffering, and so forth. Their enemies will disappear and all their wishes will be fulfilled. Knowing the hundred syllables, those who want a son will have one. Those who want wealth will gain it. Those without a homeland will gain one. Those who desire long life should memorize the hundred syllables. Those whose life force is depleted will easily live 300 years. They will be happy in this life and go to Sukhavati after death. Those who know the hundred syllables cannot be harmed by Dakinis, spirits, zombies, or the Buddhas who cause fits or amnesia. Even those who committed a great downfall will definitely see the Buddha. By reciting the hundred syllables of secret mantra, fools will gain intelligence and the unfortunate will gain fortune. Disaster and suffering will be eradicated. Even perpetrators of the five heinous deeds can be purified by reciting the hundred syllables. In lifetime after lifetime, they'll be born in emperors' families. Eventually, they'll be liberated and achieve Buddhahood itself.
Yutan and Yamto Migue, Tamina, Rarinum, Tasse, Chasegi, Jeju, Dembe, Catezamne, Yisit, Jobas, Sandeme, Yamto, Rubegi, Pulan Dembe, Zawan Dilator now.
It is said that if you exert yourself at this, minor and moderate transgressions will be fully purified. Even major ones will not increase, they will be suppressed and gradually purified. Generally, if you develop a belief in karma and result, it will be impossible not to feel remorse for wrongdoing, and then your confession will be authentic. That will purify your being, and there will be no way not to develop experience and realization. But we just follow the customs of the monasteries and race through the recitation out of obligation without genuine belief or regret. The fact that experience and realization vie with turtle fur for rarity seems to come down to this. That completes the instructions on Vajrasattva found in the Torch of True Meaning. So that completes the transmission of these.
Tadine Ta Doji Samba, Tana Shobe Shubanaji, the Doji Samba Ji Gomne, Doji Samba Digi Ta Ne Sumdo, Kusum Tu Doji Sumgingo.
As we began this morning, when we visualize Vajrasattva, we should then, after we visualize Vajrasattva, we should visualize that in his three places there are the three Vajra essences of the body, speech, and mind, the letters Om, Ah, Hum. And the reason, or the how we meditate, is that we visualize at the crown of his head there is the essence of the Vajra essence of the essence of the Vajra body, a white Om. The essence of the Vajra speech at his throat, a red ah, and the essence of the Vajra mind, a blue hum, at his heart.
A deyang, tuge hundi, je karshuwe, tuge togal da hongji, jidan di nasa da chayabi imina, ene dire sondo kharsha di, ne sum da ya, ru sum, tene, tene ya, Togegi mecha samarwa ta tiliya yang karshwe drusum zamdo masibya Togegi mecha tiliya dawe kingur ki tindo ta khungi karbo tinji paji gonggu menro te paji gonggu yisre Togegi chamela
Now, in visualizing the hum at the heart, it is as it is explained here. It says his three places are marked by the three seed syllables. And then in the lower part of his heart, on a lotus and moon seat, is a white hum. So the white hum is in the lower part of the heart.
The number then, Tawaga number in the Digicom. Then, Pemajicom, Tambo Pemajicom, Tidena, Ninju Ninju was number swing as a way, the Trinity Pemajicom, Tidin to Kuzu Chanjukism Trinjan, Tawakarbushcom, Tidin to Tundam Chanjukism Trinjela, Dojigabo Zengaba, the Digicom, that the Dojigabo Comnagigo, Dojigabo Magom Naya, Takandra.
The moon is a symbol of relative bodhicitta, as I described before. So in essence, it is relative bodhicitta. In form, it is a white moon. And so first we visualize the lotus, which is a symbol of renunciation. Then on top of that, we have the moon as a symbol of, the white moon as a symbol of relative bodhicitta. And on top of that, we visualize a five-pronged vajra, or not. It's okay to visualize it or not. It is also fine to just visualize the white letter hum. And this white syllable hum is a symbol of the non-dual wisdom of the Buddhas. Then we imagine that light radiates from this and invites the wisdom deities. And now, around the white hum, there is also the mantra garland, which I will explain later.
That word is the
And then the light radiates out and strikes everything. And the way it radiates is like when the sun rises at dawn. As the sun comes over the mountains at dawn, its light fills the fills everywhere. Similarly, we visualize that the light radiates out and fills all of the world realms in the 10 directions.
다 되라야. 가르질라우르다. 디기 외스르디 초주기 지디 함 람점네 수비 야와세다 제베 다 투걸 포버점기 안 데르비 야와 야와세다 제바 탐지 런이기 디버종에 런이 제스 잡았다 디버종에 쳐도 도지 셈베게 남벌이야 최네 안 카와 부유츠바나 신기 카와바바도 부유츠브스르잖아 롱겨야 저러다 카와 부유츠브나 신기 드네 가르스르베 상가르 제제 딱한다 베섬 유미게 봐 근데 최 주페네 에너지 가르스르디 오 팀스움사브라니 가르스르 민주분 가르스르디 도시즌 몇 넘버 세어 때 팀스 선물을 몇 번씩 하고 있으래.
The light radiates out to all of the universes and all the world realms in the 10 directions, and it strikes all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas in those realms. The moment it strikes them, then in order to accept you as their student and in order to purify your misdeeds and obscurations, then they come like snow in a blizzard. So snowflakes in a blizzard, the blizzard means like there's a lot of wind. So they're all in a swirling blizzard. This means that they're really like they're crowding and rushing to come to you. And so they all come and then they dissolve into the form of Vajrasattva that you are visualizing.
어다 드네 팀네 군조 군두기 모를 쇼송 삼바르지 다 군조 군두기 등이야 다 가사 찍마이 봐 도지 선바스 다 하 찍마이 봐 하 탐진 뒤에 남바 되네 도지 선베 남바 이나 뭐 되네 야와 탐진 뒤에 등이 야와 탐진 뒤에 뭐 든지 주류 삼바르들 몇 번씩 하고 다 등에 가장 어디 쉬는 신기 쉬지 개 참으려샤
And so when they dissolve into him, then he becomes like the embodiment of all of the victors, the embodiment of all the Buddhas. And so in this way, he is not just one deity, but he is all of the deities. In form, he is Vajrasattva, but in his essence, he is the character of all the Buddhas, the essence of all the Buddhas. And so as I mentioned yesterday, this is extremely important.
단 니나로야 이시베 젠창네 딤바마도베 텔라 원구르게데 비차르 치그나네 세브 송메베 인드르사네 다 슈모고 젠샨트메노
Now here in the instructions it mentions that they dissolve into the home into him but they do not talk about granting an empowerment and so I will not discuss that
대한민국 왕국 즉 지주산에 애네베 주마타 사조와 제네 엄마 미지 라버레스 왕국 고 칸트마타 사지 디가데 아무나 주마타 세드산에 라마질 라버레스 도지 선발 주마타 규지에나 도지 선발 데 디급 칸데 정고레스 나레스 텔라마티 담념 큐 파송 나질라레스 되게 기대 좋아.
When we talk about granting, bestowing the empowerment, then there is the phrase in the empowerment that reads, "His body is filled, his stains are purified." And so once there was someone who came to see a lama and said, well, when we visualize giving an empowerment to Vajrasattva, his stains are being purified. And if he's got stains, then how can he purify anyone else's stains? And the Lama said, hey, you've broken Samaya, get out of here.
다디 거스 마바브레다 지당기 나다디 시모지 데디 티나 메르 시모지 다드네 디바죠 센데비세 자드 소임다
Next is the supplication to purify your misdeeds and obscurations. Now, when we are supplicating, we visualize ourselves in our ordinary form, and then we imagine that in front of ourselves are our parents from this life. So actually, there are different versions and different instructions. Some say that you visualize them to your right and left and visualize your enemies in front of you, and that's also fine. It's not necessarily fixed what you need to do. In some instructions, you say that you visualize your parents to your right and left, or your enemies in front, and so forth. Whichever you do is fine. In any case, you visualize that you're surrounded by all sentient beings, with your parents of this life first and foremost. So you're surrounded by enemies, friends, and all those in between. Now, when we say all sentient beings, this of course includes all six classes of beings, and that means that it also includes the animals. And when we talk about including animals, then this means that it also includes bugs and parasites. And when you start thinking about bugs and parasites surrounding us, then we start wondering, how is it that bugs and parasites can prostrate? Like if you have a worm can't even stand up. So how could a worm possibly do a prostration? So for that reason, when we visualize the animal, we imagine that they all become human in form. They have human bodies, and then that they prostrate and make the offerings. And if we visualize in this way, I think it also becomes like a connection for all the animals to also later achieve human bodies.
Mm-hmm. 수수고 롱베 검수 튜모만 임베로 진사람한테 야가가 차르데 인사 말해 엄마디 러비 이징게 탕게 러비 러저 이징디 야르드 산나 고주 차세드 산네 차르르치드 야랑 마데 저르다 아줄로셀 차르르 야랑 안지야마 옛날 시사법 지거로 봐 대치드 산 야가르드 게모쇼 고주들 비모지 마주 다가라니야 아르르마 구구지야마 야랑아디면도 비규 난데 개규 난데 대여 때 고주 게모쇼 나 고주 게모쇼나 제바면도 다 가다지 구바 구바 이나 단지도 얼어다 이제 민제디 가르소다 제바스금 딱 한달 가린 미네 진리지 레샤 당마디 이제 어다 네 인비스다네 간다야 루나 예수 규백원에 차차다 다나지 하벌도 껌들이야 되는 응아르지기 디발라 베데 코베나노 독성하다고 다 독지 쇼르성나 다스미데 시브지 예수님 슉 타고 시브지 연구로 봐 드레인주산에 진대에게 또 응아르지기 디발라 콩도 독성하다고 인겨봐 신지에 아? 에베 솔라파노야 디베기 에베 가수레 디베레트다 탐지 류다나라베 라글렌데주도 파세레 꾸노잠리야 디베드주 가르쇼레 꾸노잠리야 미교와 거기이냐마라 진제게 톱니보데 창에 고네 소수 운제체네 소수 운제로 체네 심지어 탐지 딘지도 되네 그래서 디바 타바 소아타
Now in terms of the manners of prostrating, there's the Tibetan way of prostrating, there's also the Chinese way of prostrating, but it seems that these are actually particular ways of prostrating for each particular country. And these aren't the Indian way of prostrating. There was a Chinese translator named Yi Qing who went to India during the time Tang Dynasty. And when the Tibetans were prostrating, then...
No, Chinese.
When the Chinese prostrated at that time, then they would stand up and then bow down, touch all four limbs to the ground, and then get back up and bow down again. And the Indians started laughing at them because in India they didn't get up. They just kneel on the ground and then bow down to the ground as a sign of respect. So it's not like we do in Tibet where you stand up and they bow down and then stand all the way back up. They don't do that. At any case, you can visualize the prostrations in any manner. What's fine is if you have respect, then that is fine. And so you prostrate with your body, speech, and mind. And in particular here, you make the recite the supplication where you regret your past misdeeds as intensely as if you had drunk poison. So if you swallow poison, you regret it really intensely. And so you regret it intensely like that. And then also you have the resolve that even at the risk of your own life, you will never do such misdeeds again. This is not just not merely doing them with your body and speech. It is also the strong desire to stop yourself from even having the motivation in your mind, to not allow yourself to be moved by that motivation, to block that entirely. And so if you do this, then the first two of the four powers are complete. And so imagining in this way, then you as the chant master lead all of the, you as the umze or chant master lead all sentient beings in reciting a supplication to purify misdeeds.
to Karzuataji, Kuli Duzi Gunchong, and Ranki, Shuana Marshall, Duzi Gunji, Ludinan Hamjikani, 에너지 가르쳐 다게 티 나는 숨바단 신경 미세게 지 야 지기 야 디딥 정화라 야 그런거라지 에 디바다 디바 탐지 낙자 두고 대비 나바사로 다가나 신기 내기를 탐지 이나 에너지 낙자 그 남바다 보다 된 능기 기력이 있나 에너지 야한테 재생이 심생이 남바다 보 디벌라서 심생이 남바다 보 다 진짜가 코는 가스레 지 베네 플러드 스타마로 출로 죽었나 이신 다 진짜베 가스레 수수기 지 법이 부가당 다가는 오고네마 퇴네 상게 타소 냠바라고 진짜기 가스레 미베체과이부터
Just by supplicating, because Vajrasattva is controlled or overwhelmed by his compassion, then nectar, wisdom nectar, begins to flow from his body. It enters you through the crown of your head and fills your body. And as it fills your body, it purifies you of your misdeeds and obscurations. In the instructions, it describes how you visualize for the specific types of obstructions. You visualize that all of your past misdeeds and obscurations are carried out of your body in the form of soot and sludge. All of the different illnesses are carried out of your body in the form of pus, blood, and lymph. And all the duns, the spirits that cause sickness, are cleansed from you in the form of parasites and filth. And so these all exit you, and it's like there's a big rush, a big flood of all of them leaving your body, exiting you through all of your pores and through your lower orifices. And you think to you visualize that you have been cleansed and purified.
Yi gyawe ngā ki chungwa karbu ngā ngō chir dienba dan ngā ki dōng di chilo lupa diendeba dan di che ngā ki ngō di chilo lupa diendeba yuni zam ye gol rui kiwa nam shingi dan di gongu yisre Tene yin dhuzhangi dhuzhim bhab jang chayadi Tsuwa di tuge ngangur tili dhuzhib hab Ngangur tili dhuzhi gyubha ngoni yishi yibala Namba ni dhuzhi namba Dhuzhi garbe namba Degi Dhozhi sembe ki lugi nangkhamji khaane Mahshon yu tsu du maa lu yun dhuzhi Shabgi tepo ni maa Gyu ne Ranga jivu ni maa shu dhili ji Kashwari Mipa chayi sre
As I mentioned said before, the white letter Om in Vajrasattva's heart is surrounded by the mantra garland. These are the 100 syllables that surrounding the letter Om. And this mantra garland is white in color. The letters face outward and they go around it clockwise, go around the syllable Om clockwise like the coils of a snake. They begin in front and go around. Now the nectar flows from these, and so the nectar primarily begins at flowing from the mantra. And the nectar itself is in essence, it is wisdom. In form, it is the white Amrita nectar. It completely fills Vajrasattva's body, and then because no more will fit, it begins pouring out of him through his big toe, and then from his big toe, it enters you through the crown of your head.
Wanchen sergi sashil maa tim yin ju sani Anin ji tando chi kashe nal wanchen sergi sashil maa Sashi sub dini maa tim ni Anin ji sashi wali ya 랑게 세르웅은 게 렌차 렌차게 되지 네 불렌차 베심지엔 당지 등기 당 양직 세르웅을 대비 있는 신질라서 봐 디즈 가르쇼에 되지 구졸이야 구즈 가난도 친수 삼바 안 되게 되지 침니 정말로 왔다 렌차 되게 됐다 오늘 좀 불렌 최소 삼바로 지 다 간다 드리지 삼로 동안 들어 먹고 싶어 와 다 디너 미션 디나 자 좀 도와 몸 삼다나 저기 기로 봐
Then all of the all of this all this filth leaves your body in the form leaves your body and it dissolves into the powerful golden earth below you. Now, some instructions say here that you should visualize that this go then you can visualize that there are beings in the earth that it dissolves into, that there are the karmic creditors, the people from whom you have karmic debts in past, all of the spirits so forth. And you imagine that it flows down and it goes into their mouths. As it goes into their mouths, you imagine that you have paid off all of your karmic debts from the past. Although this is not specifically said here, I think it is okay to visualize this as well.
Tene ishi gi duzi rani gi lu khan chu yi thama ya lu bi chu ya lu ne an ji wi gi do ji sim be gi ene shab gi te bon la ri bar sam
Then your body is then the wisdom nectar fills your body, and as it does so, then the excess overflows from your body and touches Vajrasattva's toe. And you need to visualize this over and over again. Now there are various descriptions in various instruction manuals. Sometimes it's said that you visualize the nectar flowing you from the top to the bottom. Sometimes you imagine going from bottom to top. There's also a visualization of the mass of the obscurations. You imagine that all of your misdeeds and obscurations are gathered in a black sooty mass in your heart, and that the nectar touches them, and at that moment they are all dispersed. And so that is the visualization of the mass of the mass of misdeeds. And so these are various different visualizations that you may do or not as you like.
That ne Tamadalia Tene Temojane Gombodani Mishimba is la laswabe sendip che sendip the jeva the nyamdo chiwi lama dojisan but the two gave it to Sien Zumbata Zen or that Kurang be digital nima tarini sunde and a takwa yino cheje the digi karsu mashin U Yung Samara Taji encourage someone.
At the end, you then join your palms and you supplicate Vajrasattva to Vajrasattva out of ignorant delusion, I have committed wrongs and so forth. And so you recite this and then Vajrasattva is pleased with you. And Vajrasattva then says, your misdeeds...
Smile.
He smiles at you and he says that all of your misdeeds and obscurations are have been purified. And so he encourages you and he praises you at this point. And then you visualize that Vajrasattva dissolves into you, and you imagine that your own body, speech, and mind become inseparable from Vajrasattva's body, speech, and mind. And then you rest within that for a few moments without altering it.
Kazandi wang kudusane kusunto yeme de kyuru kusunto yeme de kyuru mangboji ngaje mangboji labre kidusang ngaje samruj kos kusunto yeme kyusade de le labji zawanin re tadi chenrob de ma tobu juje jang lunga yis la yamenane ta sosu tabar chawar yamenane ta kandar hadi ngaran dabji Kondro sabo ngaje sabo thado sabo chuna tere yer maji bichan roje yungurwa. Yana susu kondro meva ngaje meva hatil ane kondro meva ngaje meva nasiji susu chagwar. The masha balaya ane susu ni nyomu yungurji la nyomu karo thado meva ngaje meva hati ngaje da thado yungurji liba timni yeme di juza galakaburwa. The juza di setho rojresha. Draz di ma tim son sam ten de de yeme de juju jigi kiji yimar wa da
Over the last few days during the empowerments, it was said over and over again that your body, speech, and mind become inseparable from the body, speech, and mind of the deity. We recited this a lot, and as we did so, I thought, this isn't so very easy. How is it that we can become inseparable from the body, speech, and mind of the deity? I think that this is a rather high threshold, because if this is going to work, either you have to be completely purified yourself, or the deity has to become someone like yourself, someone like me who is angry, prideful, and envious, and then we could become inseparable. So either we have to become pure and be free of all pride and envy and so forth, or the deity would have to become angry and envious and prideful just as we are. We ourselves have the afflictions, and so then the deity would also have to have the afflictions. So if we think that we are then going to be free of the pride and the jealousy and so forth, and the deity dissolves into us, then that is a rather high threshold for this. In any case, it's not really enough just to think that the deity dissolves into you.
Kuzung tu gi ren xin san ren zhang du. Tan dana ji san gi gi ren xin nambar tabi, kuzung tu ren xin nambar tabi cha ta. Sim jing gi yu gi lunga yi su nambar ren xin nambar tabi cha ni. Go san gi da, tong mi da. Da nan xin gi zang zuo gi yao miang ji gu cha. Dini di ju zan de ne, ane ji san gi gi ren xin nambar, san gi ren yi ti ren xin nambar tabi cha de da. Rangi ki gyu, lunga yi sum, rangi nambara tabi chadi, ngo ye me yin la yin shindu. Tangpo ne yinba chi yinba chadi mada ya, minba chi yinba chadi kija mami che. Yin la yin shindu di, ngo ye me di, chu la chu shaba dhava, ta dhani ji kyur su ngon sa mara. Tindri ki nga la ya dhani, je ju yu miya ba. Ji, nga zu na yu, ka yu che ge la ya, tamay bi shiba, tamay ki shiba sa ya zhona. Samsa tamay ki shiba sa ya dhiki. Koalendara masih itu di kencar itu, tadi lagi kerja sem, nampak orang bah korang ni ya, si tamai si bang, mana jenah tamai si bang saya ada, maju bang, am tamai bang, kadang suju lagi malay be, cuni, dia kau orang mada si barang bang nampak orang bah dia, orang ayah nak sampai ni, ni tu sana, anda maju malay be ngan, kadang suju lagi sem di cuni, ta cuni. 他前年年 아니 지 가서 왜 아주 동이 냠내는 바지 차도 맨로 언들이 이제 뛰어 있어서 다들 자통은 알고 말다 자통 아
The main point here is that the nature of your body, the nature of the deity's body, speech, and mind is the pure aspect of the nature of a Buddha. And this is the same as the utterly pure nature of the body, speech, and mind of sentient beings. There is no distinction in terms of good and bad, high and low, between the natures of the body, speech, and mind of a Buddha and the natures of the body, speech, and mind of sentient beings. And so the pure nature of the Buddha is just the same as the pure nature of our own body, speech, and minds. And knowing this to be so, recognizing our own nature to be as it is, then we visualize that they mix like pouring water into water, knowing that this is the nature. And when we do this, then we do not need to modify this. We do not need to alter it or adulterate it in any way. And so in the Kagyu tradition, we have our own particular terminology. We say the ordinary mind. And when we say the ordinary mind, if we do not know how to understand that properly, then it can sound like a very strange term. Usually, you might think that all of the coarse thoughts and coarse cognitions you have in your mind are ordinary mind, but that's not what we mean here. Here, the ordinary mind means that you don't alter the mind, you don't change it, you don't adulterate it in any way. It is the unadulterated nature of the mind. It does not mean the coarse thoughts and cognitions. And so what it means is that we rest without changing it, without adulterating it, contriving it in any way. And so here, that is what we try to do. We try to get as close to this as we can. We try to approach this as closely as we can. And then you rest within this for a short while. And if you do this, then I think it becomes a practice of emptiness and is good. There was someone who once came to the third Karmapa Rangjun Dorje and who said, "Meditation is far too difficult for me. Is there some practice that you can do without meditating?" And Rangjun Dorje replied to him, "Of course there is, most certainly. There of course is a practice that you can do without meditating. But if I give it to you, you have to check it out to see really whether it's true that you don't have to meditate or not. If you don't go through the effort of trying it, you won't find out whether you need the meditation. So before I give it to you, you need to see whether you need to meditate or not. Otherwise, if I give you this instruction, it will not be of any benefit to you." And so it is like this. Basically, we ordinary beings, we do too much in our minds. We contrive too many things in our minds. And for that reason, when we come to meditating, when we don't know how to meditate, is this because meditation is too difficult? Or is it because meditation is too easy? It's not because meditation is too difficult. The great masters of the past have said, instead, it's because meditation is far too easy. And yet we, ordinary sentient beings, we contrive too many things. We try to change and alter things in our minds too heavy. We are always exaggerating things or denying them. And so it's like when you're told to just sit and be loose, then we're not able to do it. When someone says to you, "Relax," then you immediately get tighter. When you're about to get a shot, then the doctor will say to you, "Just relax relax there." And then what happens, you immediately get more tense. And so it's like that. So now you can go to the restroom if you would like.